Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang is his Twitter handle, and you find him wherever you find smart people talking and writing. He's the author of The Nuclear Showdown. It's all about North Korea. He's also The Coming Collapse of China. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 7 years, and you see his handsome face and hear his smart words on television all the time. Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gordon, in the last, since you and I talked last, I have done a number of, I've talked to a number of medical people, including nurses, frontline nurses, including doctors in multiple states who are on the front lines, and I've asked them about their experience with the coronavirus, with the COVID-19 disease. And the common theme of every one of them said was, first, this thing is not just a respiratory thing. This is not just a lung thing. This thing is attacking the heart. It's attacking other organs. That's not just, you know, we thought of it as another kind of a flu or pneumonia, and it's not. That's one thing. The second thing is, and this is common, almost the exact words from all of them, none of us have ever been trained. We have no experience with anything like the coronavirus and COVID-19. What do you think?
Oh, well, certainly. There's a lot that we do not know about the origin of this disease. But it's really unlikely that a disease started in the middle of China, which is where Wuhan is. Almost every disease that comes from China comes from the south or southwest. And I think that actually what happened is that somehow or another, this disease did start in the south or southwest of China, and it was brought to Wuhan. It could have been an asymptomatic patient, or it could have been a tissue sample taken from somebody who had gotten the disease, and they sent it up to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is China's only P4 facility. That's the highest level of biosafety. So clearly something went on in that lab, and I think it was an accidental release.
Probably an accidental release, but the way they handled it was an accidental, and that we'll talk about that in a second. So you think that this disease was animal-to-human transmitted somewhere in the south, and somehow or another it made its way to the Wuhan laboratory. Do you think that they were trying to study it and manage it, or do you think they were manipulating it in that laboratory?
Well, it could have either. I don't think we can rule anything out at this point.
With China, you can't. You can't think too sinisterly with China, can you?
No, you can't. You know, you got to remember that in late January, early February, China sent its top bioweapons expert, General Chen Wei, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I think that her mission was to clean up the lab, to hide evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to be very concerned. We've got to be concerned because Beijing has done its best to prevent the foreign community from understanding the origins of this disease.
Right.
And by the way, Jim, China itself is pouring cold water on the notion that this was a zoonotic transfer around Wuhan. That's transfer from an animal to a human.
Uh-huh. So zoonotic, that's an interesting word. Go ahead.
Zoonotic.
So
clearly what's going on here is that something occurred. China does not want us to know about it. So we've got to be very concerned. And we cannot rule out any scenario, even the ones that are quite, I don't know the best way to put it, but quite conspiratorial, because they could very well be true.
Well, I mean, it makes you wonder about the weaponization of this. I mean, having listened to you all these years and in my own study and reporting, I do not put it past the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, to in that laboratory to be working on the weaponization of something like the coronavirus. We don't, of course, there's no way of knowing how long they've had this thing, right? They could have been studying it for 20 years, right?
Right. Well, we know that the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, thought that these gain-of-function experiments on coronavirus were too dangerous, so they subcontracted them out to China. But, yeah. You know, Jim, whatever the origin of this, we know that this was a deliberate spread from China itself.
Yes.
Because Xi Jinping only admitted that this was human-to-human transmissible on January 20. But doctors in Wuhan knew no later than the second week of December. Now, if Beijing had said nothing during that five-week period, that would have been grossly irresponsible. But what they did was they tried to tell the world that it was not
okay.
Human-to-human
it wasn't, yeah. That was, and that's the part that, that's the reason why I believe China, the Chinese government, needs to pay for the damage that they've caused. We need to hold them accountable as much as we can. Quick break, right back with Gordon Chang. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.